Ik zal maar liggen.
Thank you. I think we're holding here in the Ayin and Ono. I don't know, where did we leave off last time?
I think we're by the Yesh L'Chalodas.
Yesh L'Chalodas, yeah. There you go. Okay, that's one. Okay, so now he's being medayik the difference between L'Anat HaHoylech, Me'ayin Bos L'Anat HaHoylech. Why don't you use the same lashon? Both of them mean an unknown place. You know, Me'ayin Bos means remember from where you came. L'Anat HaHoylech, to where are you going? In English, you'd say it appropriately. You say the same lashon. Where are you going? What? Which place? So he says a hesper here. V'yesh Chaladas. Kamokum shabo misham umaloshin me ayin. Uchilos hamokum sheyovay lisham loshin ona. That it's very meduyik that the even though both of them lechura, both of them have the same root. Aleph nun is a common root to ayin and ona. But there's a big there's a difference in its structure in terms of whether it's from where you're coming or where you're going to. No, the question where is different when you ask from where and to where. K'moy, ona eilach mipanecha v'ona mipanecha evrach. U'mokum shabo mimenu b'loshen ayin. You see, k'moy, mi ayin bo anoshim. U'bepasuk echad shneyem b'pelegesh b'giba, you have ona teilech u'mi ayin tovoy. So you see clearly in the psukim that the loshen is mechulik. And there's a difference between between the usage of ayin and ono. So he says, "Vatam ki ha'adam kasher roya she'echad hoylech l'makom echad v'alzeh she'ach le'mel le'on." When you see somebody going to a place, the word le'on makes sense. Kleima. Halichoscha shata hoylech le'onahu. Where is the mokum that you're going to? Shal halichosay shadayin le'bor le'gmar ve'lasoif shoy le'ize mokum at the hoylech misnoya ve'onahi halichosay tnuasay. So the first thing he says is that le'ona le'ayin le'ona is not. It doesn't exist yet, the place that you're going to. In other words, let's say you're traveling from here and you're going to New York. So the makom, to where are you going to? There's no such thing as a question of where will you be tomorrow. Where you'll be tomorrow doesn't have a metzias yet. What I'm asking really is this halicha that you that where. What's the destination of the halicha? The Loshen Asid Lamashal is in English. Even you have, for instance, I will go here, I will go there. You can't really define it. You can't say in a clear way that tomorrow I'll be there. What I say is, my rutzen today is to go to this place. The yud, the same yud which is usually used for a general asid, is chachma. In other words, where are you planning to be? What are you going to? So it's a din in the halicha now. Where is this halicha? Two. What's the tachlus of the halicha? That's what I mean to ask. Vatam ke odav kasher shalach mokam vazeh shalach leon klima halichos shatoylech leonahu shal halichos shadayin leibol lagmar velasoif shoy leizem mokam toylech misnaya veoni halichos etnasa. So I'm asking on the halicha. You're doing a ma'isa pula. A pula needs to have a tachlus. What's the tachlus of a pula? Aval bia leshayach leima bezeh meona. Kiloshen Zeh says loyshayich b'leima b'frat kasher shoyel al bia shekva avra loyshayich leima b'zeh mi'ona basa ki ona shayich al dovash Bashela Shlo Nigmara. So you can't ask Lana, because that's not, it's already clear where you came from. In other words, it's a thing that happened. It has a metzias. It's there. It's not shaykh to say, to use the term honor on some level nigma. Vilu lashon ayin shaykh al davar shenigma. Ukvot bol seif alicha. Shoyl me ayin basa. Vafilu leba dan amokam shaholach lesham legamri. Mikomokoim bazer hamokam shoymed ubol lesham ato. Seif alicha hu. V'shayach bazer lema me'ayin basa. Kleima mimai bi'oscha shekvar basa. V'kach lema me'ayin ato hoylich. Because hoylich means something that has not yet been finalized. Halicha is something in process. So me'ayin is a defined term. Me'ayin exists already. It's a, just one second. The coming, thank you very much. The coming in from a place is already something that's finished, and therefore I would be wrong to ask the me'ayin basa. Kleima mimai basa the la'ana basa. Kleima mimashay basa shikvah basa okachma me'ayin apayla. So it's a something that is definite. He says, the Maal says in other places that ayin is from the word ayo, aye. You know, it definitely exists, but the question is, where is it? Aye mikoyim kivoydei, lumasam barachimeru. In other words, the mokum has a metzias, it's just the metzias is nela. So even ayin means it's something that definitely should exist, does exist, and the question is just to for me to find it. So the chisar lies in me that I don't know where did you come from. So where did you come from is a finished product, it's defined already, and therefore I can only ask the helam to me. And that's why ayin means it doesn't exist, something which should exist, something which should be there. Well, kach lama me'ayin at ha'holich. It's ba. Ba means, ba is a finished halicha. You know, I came. I came means I went through pas halicha and it's finished. So the me'ayin is a finished halicha, and the le'ona is unfinished. One is bia, which is finished, and one is halicha, which is not finished. Well, kach lama me'ayin at ha'holich. V'chein l'shayach lema le'ayin at ha'tovoi. Klala davar, halicha hi tnua, v'chol tnua adayin l'nigmira, v'shayach loshen ona, l'eze magma tnua zeis, loshen bi'o davar shekor hoya, v'shayach loshen me'ayin v'loy ona. I want to be misamic a little bit into this. It's a very deep nekuda here, and it deserves some thinking about it. In the mysterious in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ha'alomois, it says l'mashal that a person is not supposed to be choyke malefonim malachar. So those are two areas that are sort of away from us that we can't be mizbeinen on. There's one helam in the Bria, like Chazal say, Breishis bar lekim. The Chazal say by Samari end of the parasha that ad vayichulu is kavoid malachim, kavoid lekim, hasta dover, and from there it's kavoid malachim chakor dover. There is the Gemara says lemashal that the sheirish is nelam. The Gemara where the Bas Melech asked, I think it was a Rishua or Leel, why Kadosh Baruch Hu was Madim Adam to create Chava, and she said, go into the kitchen, see how to prepare something, and see if you have any appetite. So the Me'ayin Basa has a hester to it. It has a Metzias. It's a Metzias that had a Metzias, and its hester is inyanim take place in the world of Hester, because that's the lefanim. In other words, our metziah starts from a certain point. The me'ayin exists, but it's ayin mekayim kvedim. We don't know where to find it. We don't know where to be oimed on it. There's a hester mitzad, the future, that in the world of bechira, because bechira means that there can't be his galus of what will be. We don't have any mahalach. And when Yaakov Avinu wanted to be megala d'achas hayomim, it was nista. The kates by Yaakov, it was nista. The kates by Daniel was chasoim b'sefer. The chazoin of achas hayomim is a chazoin that's sosum. The kates is sosum. Because it doesn't have a metzias yet, and the male death, which doesn't have a metzias, doesn't have for us the ability to touch it and tap it in any way, and so on and so forth. So the ayin and the un represent two different branches of the hester. I want to add one more nekuda of the Aleph Nun of Ani or Anoichi is very much linked to this inyan. In other words, the Mishnah says, the way the Maharal is learning it, that the hisbeininess of a person's mitzias needs to focus on the me'ayin and the la'an. The ani of a person is mushrash someplace, and it's going someplace. Those are the two nekudas that define the metzias of an entity. There's the ani, there's the me'ayin, and there's the ana. The ani is here, ana ani ba, and la ana ni hoylik. The v'shayach bevad eloshon ana ani ba. Avoshon bos hu loshon ova. You can't have me'on because that's it's already gone, and that's that. The so ayin means it has a metzias, but the metzias is musta from us. Whereas le'an has no metzias, and it does not have a metzias yet, and I can only detect it mitzad the tenua itself. In what? How is it? Where is it? Where is it headed towards? And the truth is, in both of those in Yanim, we have a deher of a likus. We have a deher of a likus in the from where of the world, and we have the deher of a likus in the to where. The fact that where does everything come from is but there's this halkus. Where everything comes from, that is, shows the Yad Hashem in the entire Bria from A to Z. Where is the Bria striving for? Is Be'etzim only Adam has that his bonus. Every Bal Chai isn't striving for any place. He is what he is, and he has no future. There's no asidus. Adam has an asidus and a la'ana. V'oid, the lashon me'ayin bos nema af shaloy al makoyim k'moy kansha mitipas rucha ve'ein hatipas rucha makoyim av lashon ana nema al makoyim dafke. So the me'ayin is just a general what's your shayrish, where absolutely true. You have all sorts of honor, you know, Ori Natsuni and so on, where honor means for how much longer. Also Mufka from Mokoyim. So I want to explain the Nakuda that he means over here. Mokom here means a little more great than most other places where the word Mokom is used. Mokom normally means a physical place. Here it means that there is a specific Nakuda that it's headed for. Ani Natsuni means, will there not come a moment of enlightenment? Where will the Niyutz lead me to? Where I came from, the Ayin Basa, it's enough to say Me'ayin, like says the Mishnah. Me'tipa Shuchu means you don't come from anywhere, you don't have a Sheirish. I tell a person, you don't have a Sheirish, and that's the answer to Me'ayin. Ayin means not, and therefore it's like Ayin. Ayin, I say you did not come from any place. You don't have a firm Sheirish and a firm Metzias. Adam Basher Hu doesn't have a real Sheirish. It's all Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, and therefore that's what he says over here. The honor has to define a certain Nakuda. It doesn't have to be a Makom Mamish, but it has to land someplace. Anything in the Bria that has, Klal Yisrael has a Tachlis, that only in that Sunni means, Niyutz is not leading me to the Nakuda. It's a definite Nakuda, it's a definite Tachlis. That's the difference between Ayin and Anah. In the Ayin, there's a point of zero. The honor means the world has a specific nekuda. Akash Baruch Hu says, "Ah, dina hanili. This is what I want. This is Akash Baruch Hu's tikkun. Safe tikkun is that the world gets a metzias that is a metzias amitis, and that's called the place it's going to." Also, name on Malcolm Daftel. Fikol Amar Bekanel Honor the Holy Lech Malcolm Offer Rima B'Teleya. I want to add one more nekuda. And a little bit of a different vein, but it overlaps with these words here. When a person, and he's explaining this, a person wants to make about himself needs two nekudas. A person says that he's going to make a cheshma nefesh. So he's going to be mataken his drachav and myself. So the shallow way is to, you know, it doesn't get up to having a time. We'll put an alarm clock there. And with that, you know, that's his cheshmer nefesh, and that's his pitaron. It's a much deeper than that. The person, cheshmer hanefesh, what a person accomplishes with his bainanus is, what are my goals? Why is a person is in a certain matzav, in order to disengage from a difficult place that he's at, he has to understand two things. How did he get there? The Volber writes, and he has a letter there, and in Alishur, sure, in the beginning, to a bacha who's going through depression, and he says, well, let's figure out how we got there, and then it'll be much easier to understand what to do with it. What are the sibus and the shrushim of where you are? Why is it that you need to always sort of push yourself to the front? Why is it you need to talk about all sorts of things that you shouldn't talk about? Why is it that Me'ayin Basa is one nekuda that goes into what a person is, and the hisbeininess that will change a person is in the la'anat ha'holich, not in the moving of. I mean, we'll see later when he says about Rima Tolea, but not in the moving, you're going to Gehenim and that's that. If you're going to talk on Shahar, you'll get a lot of Gehenim. It's different than that. The person, when a person person's asking himself, what is it that you really want? Then you can look at your meisim and realign them to... So a person, l'mashal, is learning in a way that it's great for the show, but he's not growing as a Talmud Chacham. He's hacking a cup and he's just with kashis, staying to rutsims and things, but he's not really, really learning and gaining knowledge and chasim, etc., etc. So I sit there and I say, so if I say no, you shouldn't do it, fine. That's good enough for a person, Ashrehu. But the way you work is you ask, you tell the person, what is it in 20 years from now? What would you like to be? So the person would say, I'd like to be a Yid who knows most of Shas, knows it reasonably well, people can ask me, and I know it for myself, and it's clear, and I'm not draining a cup, so most people will not tell you that 20 years from now you want to keep hacking your cup. So you ask the person, is this Mahalach getting you there? Do you think this will lead you to knowing things? Then you could say, let's try to understand why it is that if you're a person who wants these goals, why are you doing it? You felt always bad that you're kind of not the best in the share, and this guy was better, and this guy was better, and you have to prove yourself, you have to show yourself, and so on and so forth. The two nekudas of his bainanus, the mysteries of the Adni, lay in the me'ayin and the la'on. Those are the two things that are magdir the Adni. And when I have those agdaras, then I can align the Adni. So the Mishnah is talking specifically, like the Maral said, the big picture, in the sense of seeing that the person, none of the things that the person will acquire in this world will get him any place. But even a specific inyan that a person wants to work on, these two mahalchim, and in a sense, psychology is built on it, that we try to understand the shrashim of why I act a certain way, and when I want to change the person, I try to say, you make the goals. Very few people disagree on what their goals are going to be 10 years from hence. The machlek is always now. I should do it, I shouldn't do it, I shouldn't do it, I should do it. But very few people have that real... So those two nekudas of his bainus, may I and Alam, are actually the two endpoints of any person's bainus. Any shaylas?
Is the word ana, please, a similar type of concept that if a person is making a request that they're in one place and they need to get further, that it also has these two bechinas of going from one
place? Okay, I mean, that ana is usually with an aleph. No, it's actually the word, the root word there is no, and the aleph is some sort of emphasis. I'm not sure if it's part of that sentence. Over there, the word is no, please. And ana is like a hadgash yaseira. Where here it's ana pelati. It's the aleph nun, and the hey is to where is the adni going to? Where is the on? Like all Lashon HaKodesh, like it says in Rashi, that every time instead of a lamed, they put a hate at the end of it.
Nice.
Okay, and next week, Tuesday will work for me as opposed to Wednesday. Is it okay with Taylor?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and the clock has been moved here. So we say that one terrible week where England was, where America was ahead of itself. So we're back to 5 hours. No problems.
Okay. Right.